Well, yes, indeed, and won medal already. In fact, and won maybe surprising medal in certain aspects. Leo O'Gara, who competed, as we know, last weekend, the Finn Valley girl in Italy in the European Under 18 Championship, set a record there. Well, she really, really walked an unbelievable 5K here today. She was with the leaders right through. For a young girl, it was really, really, really impressive, and she came home in yet another. Another record on this occasion, 24-24, which is about 20 seconds faster than last weekend. But it was the manner, it was the attitude, it was the aggression of her competitive form in the race that was so impressive. She was always in the leading bunch. Then there was a breakaway from Kate Field from West Waterford, but she still didn't. Tight. And in fact, there was only 5-6 seconds between the top three. And these are serious, serious senior international athletes that were in her company today. And she beat some very good athletes. So really the best championships, a new Ulster Donegal record, building on exactly what she did last weekend, which was an improvement. So, big performance, and that was the first medal, the bronze medal, for the young Loretto Convent girl and Finn Valley member. So it was a big performance for a very young athlete in a senior championship, Leo O'Gara. That was the early news, the big news. Then stepped out on the track Arlene Crossan. She's doing the 400 metre hurdles. Her ambition right through the season has been to win the national 400 metre hurdles. Well, and without any great difficulty, she won her heat very impressively. Now she goes forward to the final tomorrow, and again, she ran today. Lucy McGlynn is also in the final, the Tyrconnell athlete, at 60.40. She was fourth in Arlene's just got to come back out and do the same or indeed faster tomorrow and hold it together and particularly hold it together over the last two hurdles. So that will bring her home to her first ever national senior title. So that's up for grabs for her tomorrow. She's got to take the opportunity. She's got to grab it and she's got to take that title tomorrow and vindicate what we all know that she's well, well capable of. And then hopefully beyond the championships in the 4x4 really. So that's Arlene Crossan. She's in the final tomorrow. What else have we? Well, Ashton Kelly of Cranford, he came through the 800 metre heats, many, many heats, and he did so well to get into that final because it was very, very competitive and right through the different heats. And it was only the winner of each heat plus four fastest then after that. And Ashton, in fairness to him, is in the final. So that's a big step up for Ashton. So fair play to him, the Cranford athlete there. Then the other story that was hanging about here all week was that it was going to be Mark English versus 100 meters. Mark didn't compete as we knew in Finn Valley that he wasn't going to, but we can't have kept it quiet during the week. But no, he wasn't competing. He's in a training mode right now, not in Ireland. So basically, that's where he is, and so he was never going to compete. But that we just had to let it run out there. But that was the story there. So he's out of it. And then the other big news that you will read tomorrow is that her season. She was running 200 meters today. She won her heat earlier today. Very, very impressively. And then the big question was in the final. She needed to run sub 22.85 to qualify for the European Championships. Now this is a girl who finished second in the Europeans last time, and indicating the seriousness. She had a good season, but by goodness, she reacted unbelievably well today. She easily won the 200 meters. She ran 22.80 and is through to the European Championship. So that's the story for you there. I'll come back to you later, Kieran. I'll come back to you later.